I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 7.4 magnitude quake that struck Taiwan Wednesday killed at least 10 people and injured more than 1,000. The death toll is low, but rescue efforts are urgent. Taiwan's National Fire Association said Thursday that 700 people remain trapped. Joe Handley with A3.
Taiwan is one of those countries that's well prepared for a disaster like this. However, this was the largest quake they've had in over 25 years.
Relief work will continue for months ahead. More than 100 buildings have been damaged, and at least 24 landslides took place across the island.
The churches, I know, are actively engaging with what's happening. You know, in moments like this, Jesus shines.
Learn more about how you can help A3 have long-term impact in Taiwan at missionnews.org. Finally, April 15th marks 1 year since conflict erupted in Sudan between its military and a paramilitary group. More than 8 million people have been displaced, and there's no resolution in sight. Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver says many of their oral Bible translation leaders have been scattered.
It's been crazy to try to figure out, okay, where is everybody? What are they doing? What's their personal situation?
Spoken Worldwide's field leader for Sudan, a man we'll call Saeed, was on the run with his family for most of the past year. The war followed them from place to place until they finally made it to Uganda. Please pray for the rest of their family as they resettle. Then pray for wisdom for next steps.
We want him to certainly take care of first things first, so be praying for that. But then creativity on his part of saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do now? How does this ministry get recreated?
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.